Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Do Well by Doing Good podcast, a Be Prepared, Be Ready nonprofit production. I'm Howard Fox, your co-host, and I am also an advisory board member of the Be Prepared, Be Ready nonprofit. Now, Tracy Hawkins is our guest today. Tracy is the safety lady and a Be Prepared, Be Ready board member. Today's episode is another in our series where we are going out and interviewing all of the board members. And I am so excited to chat with Tracy because she's also a fellow podcaster. This woman is busy. So, Tracy, without further ado, it's a pleasure to have you on the Do Well by Doing Good podcast. Welcome.
Thank you, Howard. I'm happy to be here.
Fantastic. Now, I have to say, anybody that's a friend of Connie Myers, I swear to God, it's like meeting a bunch of Energizer bunnies. You guys, all this energy, and you're doing some exciting work. And I hope if you would today, just share a little bit about your work, your passions, and we'd love to hear more about how you got involved with Connie and her Be Prepared, Be Ready nonprofit.
I am all about safety and security, and I'm trying to think of how I met Connie. She is, of course, a natural disaster preparedness expert, and that's more than likely how our paths crossed. And during the pandemic, I hosted a virtual real estate safety summit, and I needed to have someone who I always look for people who are different, who don't talk about just the norm. And Connie fit perfectly. No one else in the real estate industry was talking about natural disasters. And Connie was not only talking about them, she talked about how real estate agents could become the expert in their area and use it to grow their business. And it was like, you're speaking my language, because everything related with safety, anyone who is involved in the safety field knows that safety is always a challenge. So what you have to do, and what I've had to do with my safety business, is find a way to convince people that they need to hear what I have to say without waiting for a headline. So I teach people how to build their business using safety. And Connie does that as well. So I was naturally attracted to her. And ever since then, Connie and I have had the opportunity to work together. If there is ever anything, anyone looking for a speaker, a safety speaker, I, of course, apply. And I always say, you need to talk to my friend Connie. And I've been fortunate enough, and she's been fortunate enough, to get a few speaking opportunities as a result. So my goal is to raise her profile because her message is so important, as is mine.
Fantastic. Now, I know from chatting with you before we hit the go button, you are an accomplished real estate professional. That was a big part of your career. And then you've kind of made this career shift into this area of safety and security. And so is your business, as you have evolved and transformed your career, is this business targeted towards other real estate professionals? Is it the homeowner, the folks like Connie is attracting? Who is your ideal client in the work you're doing?
Okay, I have more than one different base. I started out as a twin sister. She and I got our real estate licenses about 35 years ago. She's still an agent. And I decided after a few years that that wasn't for me. So I searched every entrepreneurial magazine I could find. And I found out that the safety business was booming. This was 29 years ago. And I started selling pepper spray at local retailers and the grocery stores. And then I decided to open my own store in a mall. So I did that for a few years. And then I decided that I was restless. I needed out. So my sister said, no one's talking to the real estate companies here in Kansas City, Tracy. Come in and talk to us about safety. So I talked to, I bet, every single real estate company in the city, at the association. And then the next thing I knew, I was doing it on a national basis. People were calling me from across the country. So what I did, Howard, is I started, and I still to this day travel across the country, and I speak to real estate agents. Before really getting big in the real estate industry, I was doing it for corporations, American Airlines headquarters down in Texas, H&R Block headquarters, Sprint headquarters. I was doing my safety presentation and also targeted senior citizens and college students. Everything that I talk about is safety and security oriented. So I'm all about safety. But I will say that the bulk of my business now is for the real estate industry, and I'm talking to real estate agents. and I am telling them how to do their jobs in a safe manner. And like I said, I had to talk to them about business building. So I had to put on my thinking cap and find a way to incorporate business building principles into real estate safety. So I teach them how to protect the consumer. I created the country's only real estate safety designation, and I'm teaching agents to learn how to work safely and protect the consumer. And by the way, here are the marketing materials that I have created for you. I also talk to brokers, managers, and owners. Howard, a real estate agent was killed, I want to say, back in 2013 or 14, and it shook up the industry more than any other crime against an agent. And the family sued the brokerage. So again, the thinking cap came on, and it's like, how do I help brokers, managers, and owners avoid getting sued successfully and also protect the agent? So I created the country's only broker, manager, owner, real estate safety office certification. I created a handbook that I hand to them all. So as you can see, my goal is teaching not only how to be safe, but how to impact your bottom line with that safety training.
Sure. Now, I am curious, and I know that we probably could spend the entire day. I mean, you're delivering courses across the country, but could you describe some examples of what it means to and help a broker who's out in the field doing their work? What are the elements of safety that they are learning through your programs?
First and foremost, every single person has, and I say animal, one person correct me, every animal in nature has a built-in survival in the mechanism that if they listen to it, it would keep them safe. And I have on my bookshelf back here, I have like three or four copies of a book called The Gift of Fear by an author named Gavin DeBecker. And it talks about instinct, intuition, sixth sense, gut, flight or flight, and I even heard it called spidey sense. But every single one of my classes, I talk about using that gift that we all possess to keep you safe. If we just listen to it, we more than likely wouldn't be a victim of any crime, to be honest with you. So that's number one. Number two, I talk about getting education, safe practices education. So many people say the real estate safety is common sense. I don't need it. As a matter of fact, I want to say a little over half of the agents have not had any kind of safety training. When the U.S. Department of Labor says that the occupation that you're in, real estate sales and leasing, is a high-risk, hazardous occupation, it is incumbent that you get some kind of expert-led training. Now, the difference is when someone says, oh, I can do safety training, and they're pulling out PowerPoints and they're talking about it, versus someone like me who lives and breathes safety training. I've done the job, and I talk to thousands of agents. I reach thousands of agents per year because I also write for Realtor Magazine and other leading publications. So I get to interview experts and agents. So I have a big platform. So my classes come experience, research, and expertise. So I strongly implore every single real estate agent to get some kind of safety training. And then brokers and managers, you don't want to get sued if something happens to your agent. So make sure you get safety training for them. And Howard, the hot button topic now is artificial intelligence. You know it. I know it. Every time you turn around, it's in the news. So what I had to do is I had to incorporate artificial intelligence, or let me be specific, generative artificial intelligence into all of my training. So anyone who hears me now, you're going to hear about artificial intelligence, but I'm doing something different. I'm telling you how to use it safely. I'm explaining that there's no such thing as privacy. So no proprietary, personal, or financial information needs to go into the tools. And then the big thing is I am telling how cyber criminals are using the tools. And you've seen deepfakes on the news, right?
Yeah.
They can impact the real estate industry. I'm giving a heads up because it's coming for us. It's where the money is. So cyber criminals are using the tools to write perfectly grammatically correct phishing emails, whether it's a wire change instruction email. And even in real life, I have to talk to regular people. I'm doing a program for senior citizens next week, and I'm telling them, beware, because cyber criminals are using these tools to amplify crimes and scams and frauds. So I'm saying, beware the grandparent call, because it used to be just a cyber criminal calling older people saying, I'm your grandkid, I need money, don't tell mom and dad. Now they're using the tools to create deep fake voice impersonation. So they're using the grandkids' actual voice, and they're saying, send money, grandma and grandpa. And people are being scammed. And it's happening in the real estate world, and not just in the real estate world, but Howard, I'm talking to businesses, and I'm focusing more on businesses now because they're vulnerable. So the one of the bigger concerns now that's keeping me busy, that's keeping me on the road from DC to California and points in between, and I even created content for my Canadian Real Estate Association, is artificial intelligence, generative artificial intelligence, and cyber crimes. That's scary because so many people don't know that it's here, and that makes it even more dangerous. So I am waving the flag and I am saying, hey, everybody pay attention. I am doing a program next week for senior citizens. I'm going to talk about scams and frauds against next week, I'm talking to senior citizens. And I'm going to talk to them about scams and fraud that they need to know about. But the big thing is generative artificial intelligence is allowing cyber criminals to amplify those crimes, making them more convincing. The grandparent scam was from even back when I was a kid. And it would be someone calling a senior citizen saying, is this your grandchild? Will you send me money? And don't tell mom and dad. So many seniors got scammed as a result. Imagine now cyber criminals using generative artificial intelligence, creating a voice impersonation using the exact voice of that grandchild. The scams are going to accelerate unless people know to question it. So that's my job. And also, Howard, for the business world, the CEO call saying wire money, that's happened. It's a voice impersonation, but the employee didn't know that there was such a thing. They're losing money. Sure. And the point of actually reaching just not just in the real estate industry, but the corporations is so important because it's cybercrime is a human problem. All it takes is one person to click one link or download something to destroy an entire business. So I am here to say, beware that perfectly grammatically correct letter, the email that you get that doesn't look like the emails of past with the broken English. They're perfectly written now because cyber criminals are using these same tools to write content. So beware everything you read. Beware what you see. You can't believe the person in front of you is not a deep fake. You can't believe even that a video, even a virtual video, is filled with real people, because there was a story where one was filled with deep fakes and the person wired $25 million. That's not coming back. So I am kind of running around saying, everybody, listen, not only the real estate industry, not only grandparents, college students, everyone, and corporations, cybersecurity training is so important, and learning about how AI plays into it is crucial.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. And it's interesting that you shared this piece with the seniors training, as I was listening a couple of weeks back on National Public Radio about the deep fakes and the generative AI and using the grandchild's voice as the mechanism. And that episode, it was scary. So, I mean, you're doing great work, and it's definitely, you are leading the way, because I don't think enough people are actually thinking about it and how it can affect them. So it's great that you're out there. I am curious though, how did you get involved with Connie? I know you're in Kansas City. She's from Kansas City. I think you all know each other. And how did your work with her and then her nonprofit board, Be Prepared, Be Ready, how did this come about that you wanted to get involved with her passion?
It was after I met Connie that I learned she was from the Kansas City area. And again, we crossed paths somewhere online, because I am always reading. I am always listening. I tell you, Howard, when I'm not, well, even when I am working, the only time I'm not attending webinars or online training or listening to podcasts about safety is when I'm on stage speaking or on camera speaking or teaching virtually. So I must have run across an article where I saw, and I've got to ask Connie, where I saw that she was in the natural disaster field. And I am always looking to plug holes. And there was no one else in the real estate industry talking about natural disasters. So I connected with her and invited her to be a part of my virtual real estate event. And since then, I have referred Connie to a couple of national programs that needed to hear her voice. And I opened the door for her because Connie's message is important. She's qualified. There's so many people, just like I said, who try to do what I can do without the experience or the background or research. Mm-hmm. And same thing in Connie's field. And it's like, wait a minute, we have a true expert here, someone who worked for FEMA and who lives and breathes it, who has created content around natural disasters and using it as a business model, how to serve the community. And I said, I have to be a part of this. And then when Connie started her nonprofit, like, of course I'm here. And Connie does value expert safety. So she invited me to participate. And if Connie, like I know Connie, you don't say no to Connie, especially knowing her heart and knowing that everything she does is, it's going to be quality and it's going to be for good. So here I am.
Fantastic. Well, I really, you know, appreciate you taking the time to share your background and how you got to know Connie and your stepping in to join the board. And because I know she values and she talks about you all the time. And it's just, it's wonderful actually to meet you here in person. Now, before we head out, you mentioned earlier, and I'm always intrigued with this, you're a podcaster as well. So when I meet other podcasters, it's a lot of fun because we both know what it takes to produce a podcast. How did you get involved in that part of the business?
Being a contributing writer for the National Association of Realtors, which happens to be the country's largest trade association with 1.5 million members for about, I want to say 10, 11 or so years, I've been a contributing writer for Realtor magazine. I write about safety and security, all things safety and security. And I'm always looking for the story that hasn't been told, an angle that no one else is talking about. Mm-hmm. One of the articles that I wrote was male agents and how they put themselves in dangerous situation. And it was the most read article of the year back in 2017. So that let me know that the message resonated. I've interviewed Connie for articles, not only for Realtor magazine, RAS Media, and The Close, other publications that I write for. So Connie has been one of my go-to sources as an expert and a writer and a contributor in this field. I heard that the National Association of Realtors was going to start a safety podcast. And I said, you've got to pick me. But I had to go through an audition process. And I was selected back in July to host that podcast. Our very first episode, I was just informed last week, won an ASPE award. That's the American Society of Business Publication Editors. And I am told that that's like the Oscars in the business communication field. So I'm still on cloud nine. There's a whole podcast team. NAR provides a project manager and a producer who guides everything. I get a big voice. I get to talk about the topics. I get to help select guests. And of course, I have to add my expertise to each part of it. They have a professional podcasting company that does the production work. It's called Rivet. And so it's a polished process. And they just allowed me to be a part of it. And it has worked well. We do a monthly podcast. And I think the third Monday of every month, a new episode drops. And our numbers have been phenomenal. I understand that they exceed expectation. And when I look at the podcast community and I look at the numbers and I look at our numbers, it's like, okay, wow. So I am proud to lend my voice through the podcast or the articles. Speaking on stage, I know I'm making an impact. And my goal is to reach as many people as possible. And I appreciate Connie for always trying to find a way to serve her board members. It's like Connie is supposed to be the other way around, but she wants to make sure we get to share what we do. So that's why I am here with you today.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on being a part of the launch of this podcast and also of this award. I'm going to have to go check out that award and definitely listen to the episode. It's the one that you had won the award for, because that's very interesting. I have a lot of friends who are of both genders who are in the real estate space. Now, before we head out, any other projects? Well, you talked a little bit about the AI and the generative AI being out there. Any other projects that you want to share about that you're working on, or is that going to be filling your time for right now?
When I look at my schedule last year, the AI keynotes and the CE trainings pretty much took over my life and over my business. So I've been doing that this year from Vegas and Charlotte, North Carolina within the span of a week, and then Nevada, Missouri. So I'm all over, and that's the topic. But with the headlines in the real estate industry, I am dusting off my designation. Real estate agents are out here scrambling, trying to figure out how to show their value. And I'm saying, I've been saying it before all of this happened, is show your value with safety. And I am telling agents, not only here's how you work safely, but you need to protect the buyers, the sellers, and even FSBOs. I'm giving them marketing tools to show, hey, it's not about a commission, but here's how I can keep you safe during the real estate process. Here are the tools. Here's a checklist. Here's what I am doing to keep you safe as my consumer. And that's worked well in the past. So I'm dusting that off now. Safety culture, I am bringing that back because we've had a culture issue last year with all the headlines. So that's another focus. And then the AI certification, I created the country's only AI real estate cybersecurity certification, and had an opportunity to talk to a board about doing a cybersecurity assessment, and no one else had talked to them about that. So that's one thing that I am doing that everybody needs to be doing. Assess who's using the tools in your organization, how to use them safely to reduce liability. So that was a great project, and I'm going to be talking to more leadership and companies about getting an assessment to lower their risk, and I'm creating a cybersecurity plan for their organizations.
Fantastic. You are incredibly busy and I would say forward thinking, and just not being in the being in the moment, but also anticipating where that next moment is going to be. And I love hearing that. Before we head out now, Tracy, where are the best places for our listeners to go? Is there like one site where they can find all your website, your social sites, the products that you are promoting, the work that you're doing? Where would you suggest?
I'm on all social media. And this sounds horrible, but I asked someone, how did you find me? She said, I just Googled Tracy the Safety Lady. So if you do that, you will find me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. I have a Facebook group for real estate safety. I'm on Instagram, even TikTok and X, believe it or not, Howard. So I'm out there. But one thing I wanted to say is that I forgot to mention kids are the future. So I am teaching kids how to use AI safely. And that was interesting when my granddaughter said they won't let us use it in high school. And it's like, AI is not going anywhere. That's the future. So it's like, we need to find a way to get that in school curriculum because it's the future. We're going to have a generation of kids left behind. So I got to lead a workshop with kids teaching AI cybersecurity, and I'm going to do that again. It's the future. We all need to embrace it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, we will provide as many backlinks as we can. I know you've got a great Linktree account, and as I was looking at it, it looks like a lot of the links that we need are there. But if there's anything else, we'll fill in the gaps. And Tracy, it's been a pleasure to get to know you and have you join us here on the Do Well by Doing Good podcast. And really excited about your involvement as a board member for the Be Prepared, Be Ready nonprofit. So thank you again for your time today.
Thank you, Howard. And everyone, stay safe.
All right. Listen, stay in the line. We're going to do a very quick close, and you and I can have a final chat.
Okay.
All right, folks. We have just been chatting with Tracy Hawkins, the safety lady. Tracy is a board member of Be Prepared, Be Ready, and we are excited that she was joining us today on the Do Well by Doing Good podcast. And I love how her work in safety and security, working with the real estate professionals, the finance folks who are helping to fund these transactions. She's working with the elderly, and even now the example of working with kids and helping them understand AI, because as Tracy had said, AI is here, and really, even from my vantage point, it's not going anywhere. And so we have to understand what it means and what we can do to protect ourselves. So do encourage you to visit Tracy's website and social sites. We'll provide all those backlinks in our show notes so that you can be prepared and be ready as well. And I love also the fact that she and Connie have crossed paths in their niche areas. And it's really this great synergy here now for this board. And listen, again, if you enjoyed this episode, do comment on the show notes at our website, and you can find the Do Well by Doing a Good podcast wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. You can also visit the Be Prepared, Be Ready doing good.org website, and we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. As for me, you can find my work at foxcoaching.com. I hope you enjoyed today's episode with Tracy, and we will be back in the coming days with another episode as we interview all of the board members of the Be Prepared, Be Ready, a nonprofit. Okay, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day, and we look forward to having you join us for another podcast episode. Take care now.